in the room, the Flam, Ayin Aleph. So far we had Ula's halacha was that was the Vachta, the Samachta, the Yonim Mekai Mitzvah Simcha, if you make the Shechita on Yom Tov itself. Now we're going to have another man, the Yoma. Now we're up to Kiyosi Rovin. When Rovin came, Omer Rebbe Lozzi, he said over the name of Rebbe Lozzi, that Shlomim Sheshochaton Me'erev Yom Tov. If you shech the Shlomim on Erev Yom Tov, his halacha Yoytze Bem Mishum Simcha. If you eat this meat now on Yom Tov, you could be in the kind of mitzvah simcha. V'yein yoytze behem mishum chagiga. But if you leave over this animal and you first shecht it on Yom Tov for the mitzvah chagigas Yom Tov, you're not yoytze. Why? Yoytze mishum simcha. If you shecht the animal, you shecht the korban shlomim on erev Yom Tov. Now you have the meat, you could eat it for 2 days. So you eat it on the first day Yom Tov. You're makayim mitzvah simchas Yom Tov. Why? Because he holds loy v'inon zvicha b'shas simcha. You do not have to have the shechita should be done b'shas the simcha. The shechita could be done erev Yom Tov. As long as you eat the meat on Yom Tov, you mekayim mitzvah simcha. Aber v'loy mishum chagiga, you're not mekayim the mitzvah chagiga though. Why not? Because that's the same klal. He's also asking, have you dover sheba chayva? To bring a chagiga, shalmi chagiga on Yom Tov, that's a chayv. You have a chayv to bring it. And the klal is, v'chol dover sheba chayva. Anytime you have a chiyuv to bring a korban, is ein bo ele menachulin. The behemoth, the animal, has to be a pure chulundic animal. Here, the behemoth was a shlomim from Erev Yom Tov. So even if you didn't shecht it Erev Yom Tov, you left it over until Yom Tov, when you want to shecht it now on Yom Tov, it's not a chulundic animal. It's not like a new animal. You're taking now this new animal for your shalmich agigon. It's a korban that was a shlomim from yesterday. So you can't use that korban to be mekayim your chayv today of shalmi chagiga. Anytime you have a chiyuv to bring a korban, it has to be menachulin. Remar Meisva, you have a kasha now, according to Rovin, that you could make a shlomim on Erev Yom Tov, Sav Akasha, Leil Yom Tov Achroin, Meisva. The Yisra Posek says, Vayisa Ach Sameach. We say the Rabbah is coming to include, Leil Yom Tov Achroin, Lesimcha. That the night of Shemini Atzeres is also a chiyuv to eat meat then, to have a simcha then. So he has the kasha, at Waimel Rabbis Leil Yom Tov Achron, you're telling me it's coming to include the night of Shemini Atzeres, there's a chiyuv simcha, you have to eat meat of kachim. Or Eino, maybe not, El Rabbis Leil Yom Tov Arishon, maybe it's only come to tell me the first night of Sukkis, you have a chiyuv to have simcha. Talmud Leimel, the Pasuk says, Ach Cholik. Ach means there's a miyat. That one night you're potter, there's no chiyuv simcha, and one night there is a chiyuv simcha. So Mora says, now my timer, how do we know which night we're saying now the first night there's no chiyuv simcha, only the last night? How do you know that? My timer, lav mishum isn't the reason, the ein loy b'may yismach, because the svar is the first night you don't have any meat, tea to be happy with. Why not? Because you have to chort sarai, not like Rovin, it's like Ula. Because simcha, you can only be mekayim the shlomim if you shechted it b'shash simcha, like Ula's Rosha. V'zovachta v'samachta b'shash zvichas only if it's a shas simcha, which is Yom Tov. So if you shecht the animal on Erev Yom Tov, it's not a Yom Tov yet, you can't eat that meat on Yom Tov. You're not mekayim the mitzvah simcha with that meat. So at night time, the first night, you don't have any meat. Because you can't shecht at night, korbanos could only be brought b'yayim. So if you brought an Erev Yom Tov, it's no good, it's not saman simcha. So chur tzuraya tula akasha to Rovin. Mara says loy, maybe there's no raya. I tell you kidatanya like we learned in a brisa. Ma raya slarabas leil yom tif achroin. What's the svara that was saying? This pasuk vayisach semech is telling us that the last night shemini atzeres there is a chi of simcha. Ulohaytzi leil yom tif rishon, but the ach semech ach is a cholik say one not. That means the first night there's no chi of simcha. How do we know that? How do we know the last night yes and the first night not? The svara is marba nilel yom tov achron. It's a svara to say the last night shemini atzeres does have a chiyuv simcha. Why? She yesh simcha lefonav, because you're already happy for 7 days of sukkis. So it's a svara the simcha should keep on going. Like you already had the simcha days before, extend it one more night. Mashenke umaitse nilel yom tov rishon. It's a svara the first night should not have the simcha yet. Shein simcha lefonav, because before yom tov there's no chiyuv simcha. You didn't have chiyuv shlomim yet before yom tov. So it's a svara to say that the last night should be included. It's like continue the simcha. Rather than saying a svara, you should start the simcha day earlier. It's more mistaken to say the simcha should be extended, rather than saying start earlier. So now there's no kasha and rovin. could be really, you could have shechted the animal on Erev Yom Tov and eaten meat at night, and you would be mekayem the mitzvah simcha, but it's a svara though. It's more a svara to add the last night, because you had a few days before, than add the first night, there were no days before. So there was no kasha and rovi. Omer Rav Kana, anu halacha now. Minayin le murei chagigas chamish osor, shenifsalim belina. How do we know this shalmi chagiga? When you bring your korban on Yom Tov Chamish Osor on the 15th day, on Yom Tov Sukkis and Yom Tov Pesach, when you bring your shlomim, your shalmei chagigam, how do we know if you leave the fats overnight, there's a psulina? So Rashi says, Le'emurei chagigas tesvosh nesolim belina, v'yafal pi shezman achilas besoro kol yom hamochros. That's the chiddush. A regular shlomim and a chagigas tesvov, the chagiga you bring on Yom Tov, that's a regular shlomim, you create it for 2 days. You create it today and tomorrow also. Now we're saying now the imurim though, the fat that you're supposed to put on the mizbeach, that you only have time either to do it today on Yom Tov that you're shechted, or else tonight. But if you leave it over till tomorrow morning, it becomes nicer. Then there's an avera, you can't be makter anymore. Because how do we know this halacha? Because how do we know that even though you're allowed to eat the meat tomorrow also, but the Akhtaras Seymurim has to be done either today or tonight. But by tomorrow morning it's possible. How do we know that? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Shemais, V'loyolin chelev chagi ad boiker. Don't leave over the fats. Chagi, we're saying now, that means a korban chagiga. When you bring your korban chagiga on Yom Tov, don't leave it over till boiker. Now, what does boiker mean? Does it mean the first morning or the second morning? The Somach Lay, right away the next pasuk says, Reshis Bekura Yad Moscho. So since it says Loshin Reshis, Lameimra Dahai Boike Boike Rishin. It's like a smichus. That's what the pasuk says, Lo Yolen Chelev Chag Yad Boike, which morning? The first morning. Because the next pasuk starts off Reshis. Even though the next pasuk is talking about something else, we will make a smichus to say that Reshis goes back to the word before Boike, that it means the first morning. The pasuk is saying, even though you bring the korban chagigam on Yom Tov itself, you should burn it either that day Yom Tov or else that night. But by tomorrow morning, it's already nicer. So how does Rav Kana know it? Because the pasuk says Reishis to tell us that boiker means the first day. Maskiv lo Rav Yosef. So Yosef asked the kasha. You're telling me now, Taimo because of Reishis. Why does the word boiker mean the first morning? Because the pasuk right next to it says the word reishis means the first morning. Holoikos of reishis, imagine if we wouldn't have said the word reishis, havamina, I would think, my boiker boiker shayni. Boiker could really mean the second morning. That's what it could mean. So since the pasuk says reishis, that's why I know it means the first morning. Fred Gemara, mi kemidi, could that be possible? The boss or if soleim yurta. If you have a havamina, maybe boiker means the second morning. In other words, you bring in the korban on 15th day, the first day of Yom Tov. On Tezvav Nisan, you bring in this korban chagiga. Now, we're saying now, the pasuk says, don't leave it over to boiker. So what does boiker mean? Does it mean the next morning, the 16th morning? Or does it mean 2 mornings, the 17th morning? So the Gemara is saying, without an extra pasuk gracious, I would have thought the pasuk saying until the 17th morning. For the Gemara, how could that be? The buster, when are you allowed to eat this meat? You brought it on the 15th day. So a shlomim is eaten for 2 days. So the 15th and the 16th day you could eat it. But when it comes to 16th by night already, it's already usher. So you want to tell me now, the meat becomes usher the 16th by night. But when does the emurim become possible? The 17th in the morning, that's not mistavra. Has me committed, do we ever have such a case? The bosser is to lay miyurton. The meat you can't eat at 16th by night, you can't eat it anymore. The emurim, but how long do you have time to burn the fats? At safra, till the 17th day in the morning. That's not a svara. Omlay Abaye, yes, back. Why not? Alom Aloy, why not? For our being a raya, for a Pesach, we have a case of a Korban Pesach, Le Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah, according to Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah Shita, that his Shita is, when you bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, until how long can you eat the meat? His Shita is, the Bosar Ifsalei Mechatzois. He holds you can only eat the Korban Pesach until Chatzois Laila. After Chatzois Laila, it's us to eat the meat. V'yemurim, how long do we have time to burn the fats of a korban Pesach? That's at safra. That's treat until the next morning. So you see, certain times you have a longer time to burn the fats of the korban than you do to eat the meat. So here also, Maybe boika means you have time to burn the fast of Yishal Mechagiga. Maybe it means until the second morning, until the 17th by morning. So the reason why I say it means the first morning by the 16th, because of the Pasuk Reishis. So there's nothing shredden. That's why I need the word Reishis. So my Rava said like this. Omar Rava, Rabbi Yosef Hochik L'Kasha Lei. This is what Rabbi Yosef's Kasha was. Miyik immediately, there's such a case, the Ilu Torno Labosar will soon bring down a Braisa. When he talks about how long you can eat the meat of this Korban Chagigom, Loi Boy Reishis. There he says, I don't need a new Pasuk Reishis. When the Pasuk says Boiker, Boiker by itself means the first morning. So if you're talking about how long you can eat the meat is only until the first morning. For Rav Kano, this is the Kasha. Now Rav Kano, Lei Emurim Boy Reishis. When the Pasuk talks about the emurim, the fats, how long do you have to burn the fats? The Pasuk says, Lo yolin chelev chagiyat boiker. Don't leave over the fats until the morning. So you're telling me now, I don't know what the morning means. Maybe you're kind of saying the morning should mean the second morning, the 17th day by morning. The reason why he says no, it means the first morning, is because the Pasuk says reishis, the first morning. But without the extra Pasuk of reishis, I would not say boiker means the first morning, but maybe the second morning. So that's the kasha. Why should that be? Madoch, when the Tana talks about eating the meat, we say the meat you can only eat until the first morning, because the pasuk says boiker. So you see, boiker means the first morning. So for sure, when the Torah talks about burning the fats, for sure boiker should only mean the first morning and not more. That's what Rabbi Yosef had a kasha on Rav Kano. The Rashi says. Well, the Gemara says right here. Yeah, the Mika Midi Kloima. Efshelios Mashmoyas Samik, where the Pasuk Shemin Boike Sheni. How could you say that? Anan Chazin, and we see Tana the Masnisin, and soon we bring a Brisa. Come on, the Afilu Labos, or even the meat. Shukal Miemurim. Usually, the meat is less chomer than fats. Loi Boy Reishis. You don't have to have the word Reishis. That how long can eat the meat of a korban chagigon? Only the first morning. That's the kasha of Kan is talking about the emurim, the chamira kedushasayu. The emurim burning, the fat that's more chomer, it has more kedusha, because that we can't eat the fats, it only goes on the mizbeach. So how could you say the word burka should not mean the first morning, but rather the second morning? That's what was kasha to Rabbi Yosef. Now the Gemara will explain where the brayser is. So the Mara Mahi, where is this Braisa? The Tanya we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Lo yolin min habosor asher tizbach bo'erev b'yom harishon. The Pasuk says, don't leave overnight, Lo yolin min habosor. Don't leave over from the meat. Which korban are we talking about now? Asher tizbach bo'erev. A korban that you brought on Erev Yomtiv. B'yom harishon to the first morning, La boika for the second morning. So the Pasuk talking about the Chagiga Poshet that you brought on Erev Yom Tov. We said before, on Erev Pesach, if you don't have enough meat from the Korban Pesach, you're supposed to bring a special Chagiga. That's called Chagigas Yudalit. So this Korban Chagiga, Asher Tizbach Berev, that you brought on Erev Yom Tov, how long can you eat it for? B'yayim HaRishon, the first morning, and also says La Boiker. It means the second morning. So we dash up on this Pasuk Limud, Al Chagigas Yudalit. This Pasuk is telling us that when you bring a Korban Chagiga on Erev Pesach, Shenecheles L'Shnei Yomim V'Lai Lechud, you should know you're allowed to eat this Korban for 2 days and the one night in between. That's what we're dashing in this Pasuk. So you see you need an extra Pasuk here because the Pasuk says Rishoin and then it says La Boiker. So Stamuzah La Boiker would have meant the first morning. Now that the Pasuk says Bayeim HaRishon, that says clearly you could eat it the whole first day. So what does the Pasuk mean, La Boiker? It has to mean till the second morning. That means that a Shlomim, the Shalmei Chagigon, that you bring on Erev Pesach, not like Ben Taima before that said, it has the same din like a Korban Pesach, only one day and one night, but rather it's a regular din Shlomim, that you can eat it for 2 days. So Lima, that's the same like a year, Yudal HaShechos HaShnei Yom HaBalai Lecha. For the Gemara, the Bryce says, Oyeinu, maybe not like that, Ela L'Yoyim B'Layla, maybe this Korban Chagigon, like Ben Taima holds, you can only eat it that day, Erev Pesach, and the night on Ne'el Pesach. How do I know it means the second day also? Keshuwaimu, when the Pasuk says, Bayayim HaRishon, you can eat the first day. Oivazoi, the Pasuk says, Bayayim HaRishon La Boiker. So what does the extra word La Boiker come to tell me? It has to mean, Harei Boiker Sheni Yomer. That the word Boiker has to mean here the second day.
because the first day the Torah said B'yayim Harishon. So that means this Korban Chagiga you brought on Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat on Yom Tov. You're allowed to eat the first day. So it says, until when can you eat it? Until the next morning. Oy einoy, maybe not like that. Ela Boiker Rishon, maybe no. Maybe you're only allowed to eat it until the first morning. In other words, only that day and that night. But not more. The Korban Chagiga cannot be eaten for 2 days. It's only for 1 day. Shh. Right. Harei Boiker Sheni Yomer. Oyeinoy ela Boiker Rishon. Maybe it's talking about the Boiker Rishon. We have a suffix now. The what? Harei boike sheni yomer. Yom rishon. Maybe not like that. Ela boike rishon. Maybe gefor the pasuk is still saying no. His chagiga you can only eat until the first morning. That's all. It's only 1 day and 1 night. Abizoy yamani mekayim chagiga hanecholus lishnei yomim v'lay lechud. There is a Mishnah that says that a korban chagiga with sitzer shlomim, you're allowed to eat it for 2 days and 1 night. Chutz mizu, only excluding one case. One case is not like that. But usually there's a cloud that a korban chagiga shlomim is necheles l'shnei yomim for laila echad. Now, and how do we know that? Ki shuwai meboy im neder oy nedova. Like Rashi explains, there's an extra word im. The apostle just should have said oy neder oy nedova. Why does it say im neder? It comes to teach us limud that this pasuk is talking about a shlomim. Now, regular shlomim, we know for sure you're allowed to eat it 2 days and a night in between. That's the loch of a regular korban shlomim. And the pasuk says here im neder, mashma another korban also, another type of a shlomim also has this din of 2 days and 1 night. What is it including? Limud is coming to teach us al chagigas yudalid. That the korban chagiga that you bring on Erev Pesach in a case when you don't have enough meat from the korban Pesach that would bring an extra chagiga, how long can you eat that korban chagiga? Al chagigas yudalid shenecheles lebeis yomim v'lay lechad. That korban is a regular din shlomim. You can eat it for 2 days and 1 night, the night in between. Kastis b'raisa. So the kitzur was saying now that the reason why the pasuk says you can eat it for 2 days is because it says by yom harishon. That means the first day. Then La Boiker has to mean to the second morning. Mashma, if I wouldn't have said the word B'yom Rishon, I would say, what does the word La Boiker alone mean? It means the first morning. This is the Kashan of Kana. You see from the Pasuk, the word La Boiker always means the first morning. So the only reason why we say here it means the second morning, because here the Pasuk says clearly, B'yom Rishon, La Boiker. But if not for the word B'yom Rishon, La Boiker itself would mean the first morning. So that's a kashan of Kana. Rav Kana's mashma, no. The word boiker alone could mean the second morning. So the only reason why he says it means the first morning, because the next pasuk says rishon. But if not for the word rishon, Rav Kana holds boiker can mean boiker sheni for the emurim. That's the kashan. This Tana says clearly not like that. Here the Tana says the word boiker always means the first morning. And only in this pasuk does it mean the second morning, because the pasuk says bayayim harishon la boiker. So that was his kashan of Kana. Taksi blaze the kasha no kana. Now the Gemara explains the Sobraisim. Omamar, oyeinu, maybe not like that. Ela boiker rishon. We're saying now that what's a limo that the chagiga you bring on erev yom tiv, how long can you eat it for 2 days, like a regular din shlomim? So the Braisa says, maybe not like that. Oyeinu ela boiker rishon. Maybe you could only eat it until the first morning. Maybe it's like a korban pesach. For the Gemara, ho'armut, you just got finished saying. The pasuk here says clearly b'yayim harishon, then boiker. Harei boiker shen yomer. For sure, the pasuk is saying boiker. You're allowed to eat the meat until the second morning. So what are the prices saying? Have me now? Maybe no. Maybe the pasuk means only the boiker rishon 1 day. The pasuk says clearly 2 days. So Mar explains this is what the price meant to say. Hachi kamam. This is what the price meant to say. Oyena, maybe not like that. Ela atayif shan. This pasuk is b'shtei chagigas akosim medaber. Maybe this pasuk is talking about the two different korban chagigas you bring. Which two chagigas? Achas chagigas yudalid on erev Pesach. In a case where you see that your korban Pesach won't give you enough meat, then there's an inyan to bring a chagigam on erev Yom Tov. The achas chagigas tezvav, and then on Yom Tov, even if you brought one on erev Yom Tov, there's another chiyuv as chagigas Yom Tov. Yishalmi chagiga, you have a chiyuv to bring on Yom Tov a korban chagiga. So the two different kabbonis this pasuk is talking about.
Vizula boikroi, vizula boikroi. Maybe that's beyond this pasuk. That the pasuk says in Devarim here, lo yolin min habosar asher tizbach beriv b'yom arishon laboiker. That the pasuk is talking about the two different korban chagigas that you could bring. That means asher tizbach beriv, if you brought a korban chagiga erev yomtiv. B'yom arishon, if you brought another korban chagiga on yomtiv itself, al shami chagiga. Until when can you eat these two kavonas? La boiker, only the next morning. Maybe that's the brisa kashrim. Maybe that's pshat the pasuk. That both chagigas you bring doesn't have the din of a regular korban shlomim, but it's only eaten until the next morning. That day, that night. When it comes the next morning, it's pasul already. I, the pasuk says two times, b'yom arishon la boiker, maybe the pasuk is talking about the two different kavonas. The tizbach beriv, the carbon you brought yesterday, and b'yom arishon, the carbon you brought today, both kavonas have a din la boiker till the next morning. That's what the bryce says. Maybe that's pshat the pasuk. How do you know to say the pasuk is telling us you have 2 days to eat your korban chagiga? So v'zula baik or zula baik, right? Had the Rama, then the Brice answers no. Elo, that can't be pshat in the pasuk. Why? Elo the kaimlo. We know there's a klal that chagiga hanachelas l'shnayam v'layla echad. There's an extra pasuk we dash up with the word im neder to say that not only a regular korban shlamim, but even a chagiga. There is a korban chagiga that you're allowed to eat it for 2 days and one night. There is such a ribui. How do you have that case? Hesim came im neder on the dove of Amai. Where are you putting it? According to you, if you want to dash in the pasuk this way, you're telling me now the pasuk is saying both chagigas, I chagigas yudalid, but erev means the korban chagiga you brought yesterday on erev yomtiv, hoksiv bo yoyim v'layla. You're telling me now it only means boiker just until the next morning. That means only that day and that night you cleared it, not more. I chagigas tezvov, if you want to tell me that the korban chagiga you brought on the first day yomtiv, that has 2 days, hoksiv bo yoyim v'layla. You want to tell me no, that this pasuk is saying the korban chagiga that you brought the erev on Yudalid and by Yom Harishon, the korban chagiga you brought on Tesvav on Yontif itself, both of them have the lachawat la boiker, only to one morning. That's all. So b'zoy tekasha to that brisum. We have another lima that's teaching us from this extra pasuk im neder has come to teach us that not only a regular shlomim, but even a korban chagiga also has 2 days and one night. Now how could that be according to you? Hey, that was the Bryce's kasha. You can't dash in a pasuk that way to say the pasuk means both korban chagigas is only 1 day. Because we have a ribui that there is a korban chagiga that's necha for 2 days. And we only have two types of korban chagigas. Either it's the chagiga you bring on yomtiv itself, or else it's chagiga you bring erev yomtiv. So you can't tell me, pshan the pasuk is, that both chagigas is only until one morning. Because that's a spirit to this drasha. With dash in the pasuk im neder, a ribu that there is a chagiga, yit for 2 days and one night. So how could that be?
So the Gemara says, Elo hai lechagigas tezvov. It's the pasuk of im neder to tell me for 2 days. That's going on chagigas tezvov.
The heich and this pasuk right now, kula kro lechagigas yudalid. Our whole pasuk is going on chagigas yudalid. Lima da chagigas yudalid shenacheles lishneyomim v'laylechad. Enochanami. This whole pasuk is only going on a chagiga you brought be'eriv. So it's saying, Claude, the korban you brought be'eriv on erev yomtiv, how long can you eat it? By yom arishin the first day, and la boikir means until the second morning. So the diak now. Time with the kosa, the chsiv, this is the kasha really, that Rabbi Yosef had to Rav Kana. Why does this Tana now say with Dashin that you could eat this korban chagiga of Yudalid 2 days and one night? Why? Time with the chsiv b'yom arishin, because the pasuk says this korban chagiga that you brought on erev yomtiv, you can eat it b'yom arishin, and then it says la boiker. So la boiker has to mean here the second day. The my boiker, what does this boiker mean? Boiker shen it has to mean. Because boiker rishin, the pasuk says b'yom arishin. So why do we say the word boiker means the second day? Only because it says b'yom arishin. Ha kol heicho de chsiv boiker stama. Mashma, wherever the Torah only says the word boiker by itself, does not say the word b'yom arishin, then the klal is boiker rishon. So you see clearly the word boiker always means till the first morning. The Yafagad likes it very racious. So this is the kasha of Rav Kana. Rav Kana said, why do we say when the pasuk says the emurim, you have to burn it the first day and the first night, and not leave it over to the next morning? How do you know the next morning boiker means only the next morning? Maybe it means the second morning. Rav Kana said only because it says the word racious. But without the word racious, I would have said boiker could mean the second morning. That's the kasha. From this time, we see not like that. This Tana is saying clearly, the word La Boiker itself only means the first morning. That's all. Now, why can you eat the Korban Chagiga of Erev Pesach? Why is it eaten for 2 days? Because the Pesach says, Vayayim HaRishon La Boiker. Vayayim HaRishon means you can eat it the first day, and La Boiker means even the second day. So it's only because it said the word Vayayim HaRishon. But without the word Vayayim HaRishon, the word Boiker itself means the first day. So that's what Rav Yosef's kasha was to Rav Kana. That you don't need the word Rishis to tell me Boiker means the first day. Napshit, the Boiker by itself means the first day. And what do you do with the word there, that posse, gracious, Bikurim at Moscow? You dash it for other things. It's talking about Bikurim, other drushes. Yeah. So the Mishnah. Ha Pesach Sheshochetu Shaloy Lishmoy. Vishabbos. Comes out Erev Pesach Yishabbos. You're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach on Shabbos. But instead of shechting it Lishmoy, Lishem Korban Pesach, you shecht it Shaloy Lishmoy. So it's a posse Korban Pesach. So Chorin now you didn't have Eiro. Since this Korban Pesach is posel, because you took the Korban Pesach and you shechted it, l'shem mishlamim. So the Korban is posel. So mainly holds chayiv olav chattis. You know you did this on Shabbos, you chayiv chattis. Because it's a posel Korban Pesach, so you made a shechita now on Shabbos, you had no right to do it, you chayiv chattis. So I, l'chura chayiv chattis, only b'shoigi, not to make it. So Rashi says, ukesova, this person thought, k'shem shemut l'shmoy, kach mut ishlo l'shmoy. This person thought that he's allowed to bring the Korban Pesach even Shalei Lishmoy. That's what he thought. So mainly he was a shaygig. He didn't know that if you do it Shalei Lishmoy, you make the Korban Pesach, and then you're doing an Avera for Shabbos. So if the person does this on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, he's Chayim V'chattis. What about Fishar Kol Azvachim? Any other Korban that you bring on this Shabbos, Shabbos Erev Pesach, She'eshoch Ton L'Shem Pesach, that you had a Korban Shlomim, let's say, or you had a Korban Chattis, and instead of bringing it for the chattis, you had in mind now you want to do it for Pesach. Is a loch like this. Im einam ruyin, if it's a korban that's not roy to be korban Pesach, lemoshel, it was in a keva, or it was 2 years old, or it was a buck or a cattle, that's not roy to be korban Pesach, then the loch is chayovin, chayiv, yechayiv Shabbos. Because why? You took a korban that you're not supposed to bring on Shabbos, and you shechted it on Shabbos. So you didn't have aver on Shabbos without a heter. So then, Peshita Yechayiv on Shabbos, Yechayiv Achatis. What about Vim Ruyim Hain? Let's say you had a Korban Shlomim. Yeah, Korban Shlomim could be brought from any behemoth you want. So Yitaka had a young lamb that was 1 year old, that was a Zachar. So a person could make a mistake and think this young lamb, he thought it was a Korban Pesach. Really, it was a Shlomim. And the guy took it now on Shabbos Erev Pesach, took this little lamb that's 1 year old, the Zohar, and instead of doing a Shem Shlom, he did a Shem Pesach. Now, why did he do the Shem Pesach? Because he was a toy, he made a mistake. He, Lukura, thought this lamb should have been a Korban Pesach. He didn't realize, he forgot it was a Shlomim. And he shechted it now on Shabbos. So what's the locha? Lukura is still doing an Aveira, because the Shlomim, he's not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. So Lukura still is a Shlomim. It's not a kosher Pesach. What's the locha? Reb Lezer Mechayev, Reb Lezer Chayev, Mechayev Chattis. Reb Lezer Zenechnami, the guy is Chayev Chattis. Because right now he took this little sheep, this little lamb, it was only a Korban Shlomim, a Korban Shlomim, now let it bring on Shabbos. So by making the sheep on Shabbos, it's called you did a Malach on Shabbos, Malach is Yechayev Chattis. V'yav Yeshua Poiter, this is the Chiddush of Yeshua. Yeshua holds no Yepoiter. Yepoiter from the Korban Chattis. Why? I look who you didn't have Eir on Shabbos. You took the Shlomim now, and you shechted it on Shabbos. You have no right to do that shechita. It's called an Aveira right now. So what is the old Yepoter from Chattis? Teretz is the old new Yisoid. A Toye B'dva Mitzvah is Potter. So he thought right now, this Korban is a Korban Pesach. That's what he thought. And Lamais, it's a Mitzvah to shecht the Korban Pesach today. So he made a mistake, and he thought he's doing a Mitzvah. The Yeshua's Svar is, if a person is a Toye, makes a mistake. V'sova shos a Mitzvah, and he thinks he's doing a Mitzvah. Even though really this was only a Korban Shlomim and you have no right to do it, still you potter for nechatis. That's a Yeshua Shusmara. What? Which case? Which ratio?
Oh, the Gemara's
Nesta Kash. The Gemara's Nesta Kash. We'll soon see. No, there he didn't think it was. No, there's good. It's a Pesach Shusmara Lishmoy. You took a Korban Pesach and you shechted L'Shem Shlomim. That's not called you doing it, that's not called you turning the Devar Mitzvah. Because there's no Mitzvah to bring a Shlomim on Shabbos.
So you have
Yeah, but it's not called, yeah. He made a mistake, but it's not called doing a mitzvah, though. If you make, no. Yeah, that's not good. It's not just time you think you're doing a mitzvah. It has to be you think you're doing something, and if it would be what you're thinking, you're allowed to do it, that's called it's a heter. But if you stand think you're doing something that's mutter, and really even what you think is awesome to do, that's not called Torah
mitzvah.
Not the same case. The first case, he thought that the Korban Pesach would be cut to Torah. But what's the law?